Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on August 19th, 2014 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 10 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Busted! This week's story comes to us from Ben Weiss and is titled, Finishing Out the Cycle. Thank you for listening.
Still daylight. This is weird being on this stage with the sun coming in. Would never have be accused of being oversensitive. I don't know if you put much stock in this thing, but I'm an Aquarius, and so I guess I'm prone to kind of big picture thinking and problem solving and things like that. Sympathy and empathy don't come easy for me. There's a, you know, probably three Tell Us Somethings worth of stories that we could unpack all of that, but that's not what the story is about today. So a few years ago, I went to, my wife and I went to her parents' house on San Juan Island, the big one, for a summer weekend, and they had said, hey, it's July, it's a great time to go crabbing, we should, you know, make sure you bring clothes appropriate for crabbing. So we go out there, and, you know, I have kind of beater shorts on and a t-shirt, and Amy's mom, Deb, goes, well, Ben, you need some shoes. It's kind of muddy out there. You're going to need something that can withstand the mud. So I go and get my sandals, and I come back, and she goes, well, those are Crocs, Ben. Those are going to get lost, you know, as soon as you take a step. Do you have anything else, or, you know, do we need to find some away and stuff? And so I said, I looked at her, and I go, well, Deb, I have 4 pairs of shoes, and ran out to the car. And Deb just, her jaw dropped and just looks at Amy, my wife. And Amy goes, oh, wait, we got to back up. We got to back up like 2 weeks. So 2 weeks before this, it was Amy's birthday. And we had a party at a friend's house. And, you know, it started with a barbecue. And her birthday is July 12th. It's like one of the best birthdays of the year. Because the weather's awesome here all the time. And so we had a barbecue and we're playing outside and hanging out and drinking, you know, heavily. And all of a sudden we think, hey, let's play some croquet, you know, this is a good idea. Let's play some croquet. It's dark, but whatever. And then it was less dark and less dark and less dark. We realized that the sun was coming up as we were playing croquet on our birthday. And as I'm bent over to, you know, to whack the ball, I noticed something in the grass, and I pick it up, and it's a full month of birth control pills. And so after some careful asking whose birth control pills are these, we found out that they didn't belong to anyone, and we were trying to think who could have been at this party that they could have belonged to, and nothing. We had nothing. And so someone says, Ben, I guess they're yours. And it being like 4:45 in the morning, I said, all right, and took 2 weeks of birth control pills. So, I chased him down with beer. It was really easy. So 2 weeks later, we're out on San Juan Island, and I tell Amy's mom, I brought 4 pairs of shoes with me on this trip. And Amy's mom looks at me as I run out to the car to get one of my other pairs of shoes and looks at Amy, and Amy goes, don't worry, Mom, he's on birth control. And I don't know. I mean, you know, I didn't think that I was, I'm not trying to make a stereotypical boys are like this, girls are like this type of joke. I really thought that all of these shoes could be handy over the course of the weekend. I had a pair of sneakers for wearing casually. I had my Crocs for comfort and what I thought would be used for crabbing. I had a pair of boots for helping around the house and doing some yard work. They have horses out there and stuff, so, you know, boots always come in handy. And then I had a knock-around pair of sneakers just in case. And so that's what I ended up using to go crabbing. And when I brought them back in, Deb said, well, I guess they're perfect. So we went crabbing, had a great trip, came back. The next week, we're hanging out in the kitchen after work one day, and Amy likes pressuring me on, like, what's my favorite this, what's my favorite that, you know? And I have a real hard time saying, because I see lots of merit in lots of things and don't want to proclaim that X is my favorite CD or my favorite book. So she said, what's your favorite movie? And I don't know where this came from, what happened, but I blurted out, it's Cinema Paradiso. And I threw my hand, covered my forehead and started sobbing and said, that scene with the kisses, it gets me every time. And just uncontrollable. I could not stop. I was leaning against the doorway and, you know, just like shuddering. She had to console me. It was really, I don't know what happened. And then I was laughing and still crying and couldn't figure it out. And she said, Ben, do we need to do something? Because at this point it had been like 3 weeks later, and I said, well, let's just finish out the cycle. Let's see what happens. If I'm still acting funny in a month, then maybe we can go and tell the doctor what I did. I'll confess and then maybe see if we need to balance this out. So I haven't been grabbed by any uncontrollable fits of sobbing, or at least inexplicable fits of sobbing since then. But I do think that, I don't know, and I also can't say that I had some flash of empathy or that now all of a sudden I know what it feels like. I don't. I don't. But what I have learned is that there are many ways that you can see situations, and I try actively to be conscious of that now in all my dealings, whether it's on a board or at work or even with friends. I try and listen, I try and hear, and I recognize that practicing sympathy, practicing empathy is a daily and lifelong task, and one that is worth pursuing, if only so that it doesn't all come out at once thinking about Cinema Paradiso. I don't know if I'm going to ingest a whole bunch of estrogen again in the future, but I like to think that I don't need to now, that now I can just sort of continue to be who I am while practicing, you know, hearing what other people have to say and thinking about things from their perspective and you know, trying to always be prepared and bring as many shoes as possible when going wherever I go. So thank you very much.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, performance art, and film. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best gifts, music, and more. Great people, great music. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks. MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers, Reed Reimers, Jennifer Edwards, Steve Gonzalez, Ingrid Beal, Megan Hollinsworth, Ben Weiss, Kim Maynard, Kate Morris, Nita Maddox, and Courtney Blakely Shields. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 9th at the Top Hat. The theme is The Things We Carry. See you then.